Faith grows through trials. This is James lesson 1. James 1 verses 1 through 11. Faith grows through trials is as appropriate for us today as it was for the people James addressed in his book. Followers of Jesus are facing increasing pressure to abandon their faith. Satan's forces are better organized than they were when James wrote his letter. The world we live in is torn by hate. Hate of Christian values and churches that teach what is righteous before God. I hope you can join me in the study of the book of James. I've preached many sermons from James dealing with our walk as Christians over the years. Lord willing, I will publish a weekly study following the same topics James covers. The first point that some make is which James wrote it. However, most scholars agree that it was James, the brother of Jesus, the same apostle that Paul refers to in Galatians 1:19. When he says, "I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother." It is also important to note that the letter addresses 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Persecution of the Jerusalem church included the beheading of the apostle James, son of Zebedee, by King Herod Agrippa I. About the same time, Peter fled from Jerusalem, we find in Acts 12:1-17. In our day, if someone is related to a famous person, they often try to use that connection. Not so with James, the brother of Jesus. He refers to himself as a bondservant or slave to God and the Lord Jesus. He understood that he was more than a physical brother. Jesus was God in the flesh. So James opens his letter with, "James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ," in verse 1. James addresses his letter to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. The Jewish Christians were scattered all over the Roman Empire during the persecution. James, the son of Zebedee, and many others had lost their lives for their faith in Jesus. It was not a safe time to be a Christian. This is why James opens his remarks with what we are to do with trials. Yet even today, Christians are facing the possibility of losing their lives because they believe in Jesus and his teachings. You can see a change in accepting Christian values throughout the United States and worldwide. We may face loss of freedom because we believe in the truths of God. Our government is undoubtedly making it harder to proclaim God's truths. James starts with this wild statement. "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." When things don't go the way we plan or want, do we usually think of joy? Joy is not my first thought. However, the following two verses tell us why we should rejoice. In James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, it reads, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Growing as a Christian should be our number one goal. We want to be more like Jesus. Scripture tells us that God gives us the faith to believe in Jesus for our salvation. First, however, we need to expand our faith to serve him. Trials test our faith and help us persevere. Why we need perseverance is evident in what is going on in the world around us. Life tests our faith daily as we try to be faithful to God's value system. Our faith grows as we persevere through the trials of life and prepares us to face ever more significant difficulties. But unfortunately, Satan's work is real and is causing even the elect to fall away from God's word at times. If we persevere, we will become perfect and complete, as the fourth verse tells us. It goes even farther to say that we will be lacking in nothing. Why is this? Growth in faith is the key to a right relationship with God the Father and Jesus his Son. God responds to our faith and blesses us accordingly. He even gives wisdom when we ask, but there are conditions. In the fifth verse, James says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." But in James 1, 6 through 8, it says this, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." God expects us to believe in him and that he will answer his children. Therefore, our prayers must be based on faith, or we can expect nothing when praying. Ineffective prayer is the reason that James emphasizes our need for faith. We all have been wishy-washy at times in both our lives and certainly in our prayers. However, for God to answer your prayers, you must believe in what you are asking and that it is aligned with God's will. Don't be double-minded with God or anyone. James clarifies that he is not talking to just one group, but everyone. All of us fall into the same category regarding our faith in God. Our physical circumstances and even our life will fade away. In James 1, 9 through 11, it says, "Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field, he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower fails, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits." As a quick review, rejoice in trials. Trials help our faith to grow through perseverance. If we lack, we need to ask God. God wants to give, but requires faith. We cannot doubt and expect anything from God. God treats everyone equally. We should rejoice in